Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. How you be? This is your host, Jimena Velasquez. Today's topic is choices and more choices. So are you tired of people telling you, you have choices, make a choice already? Are you aware that not making a choice is a choice? Yeah, not making a choice is a choice. I had a client this past week, and the client was berating themselves because of a decision they didn't take. A decision that had they taken it, it would have been very, very financially lucrative. They would have bought certain stocks and it would have been, you know, the stock shot up and in price, and they would have made a lot of money. But they were just, you know, making themselves so wrong for not having done that, for not having made the other choice than the one they took. So there is an opportunity lost. Granted, because had they made the other choice, it would have made some, you know, a lot of money if things had stayed the same. But there are so many variables to the possible outcome. Maybe if they had bought that stock, the stock would not have gone up. Maybe if they had bought the stock would have gone down instead. So you cannot be second-guessing yourself. I should have, I could have, I would have. Those are things that should just come out of your vocabulary. Should have, could have, would have is something that keeps you in the past, keeps you stuck in the could have, should have, would have. So let go of that. Do not even make it part of your life. You're living your reality. What you have got to say is like, okay, it wasn't for me at the time, because there is no decision, no choice that you have ever made that was wrong for you. Okay? All the choices, all the decisions you have ever made were the right decisions for you at that time. Now, there's nothing that says that you cannot make a new choice. You cannot make a new decision on how you want to create your life. But don't go making yourself wrong, because we are so good at making ourselves wrong. Are we not? We always go into I could have, I should have, I would have, or had I made this, had I made that. We go into all this fictitious life of what could have been, when there are so many variables that could change the complete, could alter that whole outcome. So be gentle on you, and don't be beating yourself over the head because you didn't make the decision that you think you should have. So one thing, remember, whenever you have a decision to make, ask, what will my life be like in 5 years if I make this decision, if I make this choice? And what will my life be like if I don't? There's always a making a choice and not making that choice. There's always A and B. And ask yourself, whatever that happens to be, if you want to play the light game, you do that. How does it feel? Does it feel light for me to make this choice in 5 years? Will I be better off? Will I be better off if I don't? And then see how it feels in your chest. This is a muscle you have to practice. Or else, for me, that light, heavy thing doesn't work as well. What I do is I feel the energy. And to me, when I ask the question, what will my life be like in 5 years if I do A? And then I see the doors opening. What will my life be like in 5 years if I don't do A? Either the doors will be blasted off the hinges, or the doors will open just a little bit. They're both good opportunities. Only one will be bigger than the other. One will give me more choices in the future. I'm creating a bigger future with one choice than the other. And that's how you have to start preparing yourself, so that you grow that muscle. But whatever you do, don't make yourself wrong. Because then you start living in the I could have, I should have, I would have, and then you're stuck in that way back when. You know? Remember, your point of view creates your reality. Your reality does not create your point of view. So if your reality, if your point of view is, I should have married so-and-so, I should have done this, I should have moved to another state, I should have bought the stocks, I should have taken that job, you're living in the past, and you're reliving in the past. No. Move on. Move on from that. Because there's nothing, you probably needed to do something or needed to meet someone in the alternative choice that you chose, that you took, in the alternative path that you decided to take. Okay? So do not go making yourself into all this, creating this story, because that's how the stories begin. I could have, I should have, I would have, and then 20 years from now, you're still telling the same story and keeps you in that stack, and that's when you start getting into that stagnant energy. And instead of moving forward, you go back to, I could have, I should have, I would have. And that's not a place to live in. And whenever you're starting to do that, just use the Access Consciousness tool of interesting point of view. I have that point of view. And then you just repeat it. Interesting point of view. I have that point of view. And then if you start thinking, I should have taken that job, or I should have bought that stock, or I should have, interesting point of view, I have that point of view. Interesting point of view, I have that point of view. If you go around saying, interesting point of view, I have that point of view, for every thought that you have, for everything, for every statement anybody says, you can say, interesting point of view, they have the point of view. Because that will get you into the neutrality. Neutrality is where you want to be, where you're not for something and you're not against something. When you're for or against something, then you're in polarity. But when you're neutral, nothing will stick to you. You will continue to move on forward with your life. Nothing will stick to you, and you will have more ease with your life. Interesting point of view, I have that point of view. Interesting point of view, I have that point of view. Interesting point of view, they have that point of view. Interesting point of view, she has that point of view. Interesting point of view, he has that point of view. But if you just, it's kind of like getting you back into neutrality, so that nothing, you won't take a point of view and create a reality from that point of view. And therefore, if you create a reality from that point of view, whatever somebody is feeding you or you're taking it on by yourself, then either you have to defend your point of view, or you have to resist somebody else's point of view. It's polarity, see? So being neutral, nothing affects you. Everything just comes and goes. Everything comes and goes. And then you have more ease with everything else. And then you're able to shift. You're able to make choices easier. Interesting point of view, you have the point of view. And by the way, please, nothing I say, take it as gospel. Always question everything. If it's good for you, if it resonates with you, awesome. But don't just take it because somebody says that. No, always ask the question, interesting point of view, I have the point of view. Interesting point of view, I have the point of view. Okay? Always, always. And then see what sticks. What resonates with you, so that you don't get stuck in anybody's point of view and you create realities around it or against it or for it. So it's better not to have a point of view than to be resisting or agreeing to it. That way you can just go ahead and create your point of view, and then therefore you create your reality, and you can create amazing, phenomenal life with it. So, my friend, what choices have you made lately? And everywhere that you have decided that whenever you make a choice, it's where you're stuck and you cannot unmake it, you don't have anything, any other choice. Are you willing to let that go now? Ready? 1, 2, 3. There you go. Destroy and create that. 1, 2, 3. Destroy and create that, because you can. You are a powerful being. You are the creator of your life. You can create, you can take a new choice anytime you want to. You don't have to ask Mother May I. You really don't. whether you believe it or not, you are making a new choice every single second of your life. The question is, what are you creating? What choices are you taking? Known or unbeknownst to you, you are still making choices because you are such a creator that you cannot not be making choices in creating. But you have to be cognizant of what it is that you're doing. Otherwise, you start creating things that you might not appreciate in the future, things that might not be to your advantage in the future. And so, talking of advantage, have you guys been asking the question how you can use the Mercury retrograde to your advantage? Because remember, you can use everything to your advantage. So always ask. And we are at the last 5 days, I think, of the Mercury retrograde. And of course, we're still having a residue of the eclipse. So how have your bodies been feeling? In some cases, I've been feeling very lethargic. My body feels lethargic. Not me, because as an infinite being, the being doesn't feel lethargic. It's the body, right? So my body just feels like sometimes we've run a marathon, although we haven't done much. Luckily, I got this little sleeves for my feet, and that's supposed to help me with my feet problems. So we'll see how that works. So yeah, I'm a Pisces. Pisces are ruled by the feet, and it's one of the things I always got to watch out for, my feet, because there's always I have issues with it, and I'm working on that. It's an interesting point of view. I have that point of view, huh? Interesting point of view. Everywhere where I've made it significant that I have feet issues, destroying and create. My wrong and about and puck on my shirts, works and beyond. You see how easy it is to clear something, to shift the energy? If you decide that something is wrong, just go, interesting point of view, I have the point of view. If you decide that something has to, well, if you have an ingrained point of view or something that that's been keeping you stuck, just go, interesting point of view, I have the point of view. All you have to do is think about it. And then you go, interesting point of view, I have the point of view. Interesting point of view, I have the point of view. And then you can just say, pat and puck, POD, POC. You will start shifting the energy. And that's what it's all about. Once you start shifting the energy, it's kind of like an avalanche. You start a little bit, and then it goes, it rolls, bigger, and then it goes. Okay? And this is not something, this is just something that you need to remember because you already know it. It's not something that you were not aware of. It's something that you decide, that you set to the forget button, if you will. And now it's time to remember it again. So let's get back to remembering, because now you can start shifting it on your own. You don't need anybody. And like we were talking about last week, you know all the answers to everything. When you create a problem, you create a problem, but you already have the solution. You already know it. The question is, you just have to remember it. And where did you hide the solution to the problem you created? There's a solution for it every time. You just have to remember where you hid it. Because there's nothing out there. All the problems that you wanted to face in this lifetime, all the challenges you wanted to face before you even came, you already created a solution for you. So now it's time to remember it. Time to remember it and time to have ease with everything that you go through on a daily basis. No need to be in a stress, or no need to be in a hardship. No need to be in lack anymore. Remember the solution. You created the problem. You created the solution. Time to remember now. Okay? So let's go ahead and do an energy activation. that will assist with knowing that you have the solutions to all the challenges that you have set for yourself, as well as knowing that you have infinite choices for any time you are looking for an answer. And it's best to stay in the answer, in the question, so that you can always continuously move to the next, to the next, to the next. If you conclude that something is it, like for example, if you conclude that someone is perfect, start cutting off your awareness to what that someone would do. And oftentimes that's when we have problems. When you cut off your awareness of what, who, or what they would, someone will do, then you stop paying attention and start cutting off your awareness, and then suddenly they betray you. Suddenly they cheat on you. Suddenly they do a whole bunch of other stuff that it's not kind to you. And then you wonder, why did that happen? How did that happen? You know, why did I not see it coming? Because you cut off your awareness. You didn't want to see it. You deemed it, the situation or the person, to be perfect. How can perfection be anything other than perfect? Right? In order for you, when you attain that point of view that something or someone is perfect, you cut off your awareness. Otherwise, it would be going against your point of view that perfection is not perfect, or that person, that thing is no longer perfect. And that would be bad for you, because then you will not be, they will not be perfect. It's kind of like a conundrum there, right? But whenever you declare anything perfect, you will make sure you cut off your awareness so you don't see it, so their flaws, and you become unaware when they're not being true to you. So be aware of that, okay? So let's go ahead and start. Take a deep breath. If you're driving or operating heavy machinery, please do not listen to this at this time. You can always come back. The energies are being recorded for today and future listeners. So let's go ahead and close your eyes. Take a deep breath. Exhale. One more time. Exhale. Imagine roots growing out of your feet, deep and wide. Deep and wide. Pull energy from the earth. Up your roots, up your legs, up your torso, and out your crown. Breathing as you pull the energy from the earth. Allow the energy pull to be smooth and even. Smooth and even. Allow the energies to come in. To come around you. Around your body. Whatever they need to go. Think about all those times where you are making yourself wrong for having made a choice. Let's not call it a wrong choice. Let's just call it a choice. Think about all that. Bring it up to the surface. And let the energies transmute in. You are who you are. Choices you made so far in this life. And allow the energies to assist you in knowing you can always make a new choice, in knowing when to follow the energy otherwise known as your gut feeling. Your heart, like a lotus flower opening, and let the energies come in with you in your heart chakra. And let yourself feel the love for you, unconditional love from me to you. You are loved. You come from love, to your normal state of being love. To releasing everywhere you've made yourself wrong. Be open to releasing the shit of coulda, woulda. They don't serve you. Let's go ahead and extend the energies to your past lifetimes and future lifetimes. To be releasing all the wrongness that you have created around you for having made decisions that you made. Who would you be when you don't have those wrongness anymore? It's okay. Time to give them up. If not today, you can always come back and listen to this again. It's now the time to give up your story. Go ahead and extend the energy to your lineage. Parents, grandparents, great-grandparents. Your siblings, your cousins, and future generations. Let's go ahead and unplug you from the collective consciousness of judgment and plug you into unconditional love and knowing you can never make anything wrong. You can never make any wrong decisions for you. And let's go ahead and ground the energies. Ground. And pull energy from the earth. Tap your roots. Tap your legs. Tap your torso and out your ground. Ground. And pull energy. Smooth and even. Tap your roots. Tap your legs. Tap your torso and now your crown. Round. Here you go. When you're ready, rub your hands together. Rub your face. And open your eyes. Take a deep breath and exhale. How you guys be? Wow, that was a little bit heavy. A lot of resistance to giving up wrongness of you. Like I said, there's nothing you have to do now. If you're not ready to give it up, not a problem. You can always listen this again. Listen to this energy activation. And you might be willing to release a little bit more. And then next time, a little bit more, and a little bit more. But there's nothing that says you have to do everything now. Totally choice. And how does it get any better than this, right? How does it get any better? Wow, some wonderful stuff. I saw people willing to jump up and say, I'm done with this life. I want to get rid of all my burdens, all my baggage that I'm carrying and move on. So I no longer have a story, which is awesome. But if people are a little bit hesitant, they're not sure who they will be without that story, which is good. It's okay. All is well. And then there were other people who were, okay, I'll give you some, but I want to keep some, which is good. No problem. It's your choice, your life, your reality, your living. It's all yours. When you have had enough, that's when you'll say, okay, I'm done with it. No problem. Remember, guys, new tool. Interesting point of view, I have this point of view. Interesting point of view, she has this point of view. Interesting point of view, he has this point of view. Interesting point of view, they have this point of view. It's everybody else's and yours point of view that it's interesting, okay? If you go around a whole day asking that question or saying that statement, interesting point of view, I have the point of view, you will start creating magic in your life. And how does it get any better than this? Thank you, thank you, thank you. This is Ximena Velasquez. Until next week. Have a good week, guys. Bye-bye.